and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week, let's have some laughs with the great comedian Red Skelton. Like so many radio personalities, he got his start in vaudeville. His father was a circus clown who died before Skelton was born. Red Skelton found success when he met his first wife, Edna Stillwell, and joined forces with her. She wrote many of his gags and helped him become a success with her writing and organizing talent. They continued working together even after their divorce. The two episodes this week are about going on vacation. First, we have the last show before the summer break in 1946, and then a show about visiting Hawaii. This is the Raleigh Cigarette Program starring Red Skelton, Vacation Time, first broadcast June 4th, 1946 on NBC.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. With David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Kay Kaiser's wife, Georgia, just had a little baby. I'm going over to the hospital and taking a present, you know, a baseball bat.
A baseball bat? It's a beautiful little girl.
I know. When she grows up and goes to Hollywood High, she'll need it. Well, Rod, tonight's the last night.
Yes, Red, the last show of the season. Why don't you stay on the air during the heat of the summer?
Why? The other shows don't.
I know, but they don't leave the audiences as cold as you do.
Hey, tell me, what do you really think of my acting?
Well, really, Red, words fail me.
Yeah, truthfully now.
So I'll use letters.
Yeah?
P-U.
You're proud of that, ain't you? You wind up as head boy on Ben Rubin's Barracuda Bards.
Well, what are you going to do tonight after the show?
Well, I'm going to hit you in the head with a club first. No, I thank Art Burley, our engineer, and Jack Robson, and Fred Cole, our sound effect men, Mr. Keith McLeod, our producer, is putting Bob Dwan, the NBC producer, and Ralph Forney, our official photographer, in the car.
You're going to have a big party, huh?
Yes, I got a pint of bourbon and 12 thimbles. We're going to whoop it up tonight. Yeah, I'm going to miss the old gang around here, you know.
Well, you probably miss arguing with our NBC censors.
Yeah, those guys. Today they made us take out a blank sheet of paper, see, out of the script. They says the bare page was a little too suggestive.
What, are you taking a trip this summer?
Not in that jalopy of mine. No, sir. Boy, that car's so old, I went down the license bureau and I had to get it upper and lower plate, you know. Crazy drive, I am.
Well, the highways are a little overcrowded.
Yeah, little crowded? Hey, I ran out of gas in Hollywood and didn't know it until I got to San Diego.
Well, here, Red, I have a little going-away present for you, some sunglasses.
Sunglasses?
Mm-hmm.
Do I thank you here as soon as I find... Oh, yes, thanks a lot. They'll come in handy if I leave California. Say, what are you planning on doing this summer, Rod?
Well, I'm going to take a lot of exercises.
You better, boy. You're getting so many double chins, you look like you're peeking over a Venetian blind. Well, back to the funny stuff now.
Hey, you know how to keep thin? Ride horses, get up every morning at 5:30 and run and dive in a cold swimming pool or a cold lake. It's ice cold, though, you know.
You do that?
No, I just read what's written here. Enough of that stuff that earns us our bread and butter. Let's hear about the stuff that gives us our meat and potatoes now.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke. Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
And now Anita Ellis sings Should I Tell You I Love You, Cole Porter's latest hit from the Broadway production, Round the World. Tonight, the story from the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire is entitled Vacation Time and Mad NBC Producers. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, don't worry, there's a game law to protect you. Chapter 140 is entitled Working During the Vacation. This is the story of Clem Kadiddlehopper, the country lad, who's working through the summer months at a filling station replacing a gas pump. Well, here I am. Espanol, Coney.
a vacation. I wish I had a trade so I'd know what kind of a job I was vacationing for. Summer's here, all right. These ice skates don't work so well now, you know. There's a filling station. They got a sign out over there. Man, WANTED. Wented. Think I'll go over and see what they went with him. What do you know? They got a woman attendant there.
Well,
Sarah, do. Howdy doody to you, too. Say, nice overhauls you're wearing. Who greases them for you?
Oh, I know I'm a mess. Yep. You just have to excuse my appearance.
It's all right.
Oh, but you look good. Yep. And I like your tie.
Oh, thanks. I got another one just like it.
Well, why did you buy two alike?
I didn't. I split a red sock.
Lately. Yes. Where's your old car?
Oh, here, there, everywhere, you know.
Well, what do you mean, here, there, and everywhere?
Truck hit it. Parked on the wrong side of a hill, you know.
Oh, Clem, what do you have a head for?
To sit on my backbone and keep my vertebrae from flying all over the place. Must be fun working here at this filling station.
Well, Clem, why don't you ask for a job here? Because they need a man.
Well, I really didn't come in for that, see. I only wanted to use the air hose. Oh. Need a little air in my head. It's getting flat on top, you know.
Well, it's over there.
Okay. There. Now, have you got a bucket of water I can stick my head in to test it for leaks? And it's getting so it's nothing to be proud of. There's so many of us now, you know. Say, how much does this job here pay?
Well, you work on a percentage.
Thought you worked on automobiles.
Clem, don't you know what percentage means?
No.
It means the more you work, the more you make.
I'm sorry, I couldn't work that cheap. Well, you can tell your boss I've taken the job. Uh-oh. Here comes that old Bull Roos, that stingy old guy. When he hiccups, it sounds like this.
Howdy.
Say, what can I sell you?
Nothing. Just stick that empty gas nozzle into the tank.
Now what?
Squeeze.
There.
Thanks a lot. That'll take me into the next station.
Well, in case you don't make it, call me. I'll give you a push. Right in your big, fat face.
Clem, did you say you knew something about mechanics?
Yes, I do.
Well, yep. Then see if you can fix that sedan. The motor won't start.
All right. I'll see what's wrong with her here. Let's see. Loose hubcap. Oh, here comes your customer. Here comes your customer.
Hold her up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't put the gas in the radiator. You dizzy dames are all alike.
Well, I should hope so.
Come on, now. Move out of the way, babe.
I wish you wouldn't talk to me like that.
And me, too.
What did you say, conehead? I can't argue with him in a hurry. Come on, sister, snap into it.
Now, wait a minute. You can't talk to a woman like that.
No, then put up your fists and fight like a man.
I'd rather put my ears up and run like a rabbit.
Come on, put up your fist.
All right, I'll just roll up my sleeve and then... There. Now, I'll get up and roll my sleeve down again. If you'll kindly step off of my chest there...
Be ashamed of yourself, mister.
Well, I'm in a hurry. Now get busy and get this car lubrication and fill it with gas and oil.
I wouldn't do that if there's a man around, I'll tell you that.
Okay, mister, if you insist, drive it upon the rack here.
There she is. She's on the rack.
Press that black button, Clem, and take her up.
The black one?
Mm-hmm.
The black. Let's see. That would be the dark one, wouldn't it? Anybody got long arms?
Well, you got the car up too high, Clem. Now, let it down. Oh. Press the red button, but easy.
But this man's in a hurry, he says. Mm-hmm. Hello? Munson's used car lot? Can you use a squatty Buick?
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Leon Henderson, famous Washington economist, says, quote,
I smoke cigars and pipes, too, but when I smoke cigarettes, I smoke Raleighs. I've seen the reports. Medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke.
And you're right, Leon Henderson. Those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that more satisfying Raleigh flavor. And remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
David Forster and his orchestra play Espana Coney. Chapter 141 is entitled Going Away. There's nothing like a vacation with children along, and they're no bother at all, especially if they're like Junior, the mean widow Ken.
Hmm? What are you up to?
Up to the living room. The rest of the house is wrecked by now.
What are you doing to the cat?
I'm putting him up on his pedestal here.
But that's for the goldfish bowl.
I know, but the goldfish bowl is empty and the cat ain't.
Junior, did you have anything to do with the cat eating the goldfish?
Do you think I did?
I most certainly do.
Oh, are you positive?
Yes, I'm positive.
Medical science can use you.
In here. Come on. Let's get on with our packing.
Hey, how come we're going to go away, huh?
Your grandfather's got a 3-week vacation and we're going to take a trip. We'll pick him up downtown.
Oh, where's we going?
We're going to Yellowstone National Park, Glacier National Park, and then over into Canada.
Well, does I get to go along or is this going to be a pleasure trip?
Of course, it's going to be a wonderful trip.
Oh, good. You're going to drive in our own car?
Yes.
Packed up full of groceries and stuff? Bags? Thousands and thousands of miles we'll travel, huh?
Yes.
Let's fly. It's quicker.
Junior, you love Glacier Park.
No?
Wild animals roaming around.
Competition, huh? Well, you know what I'm going to do?
No.
And I'm going to feed a bear. I'm going to, real life bear, I'm going to feed them.
No,
no.
That's something I want to warn you about
right now. Right.
You can't feed the bear.
Why?
Because when all you have to give them is gone, they'll bite you.
Oh, no, not me, boy. I'll walk right up to the old bear and I'll show him my teeth, you know. And I'll stand right there and let him charge me. And if he comes at me on his hind legs, with his mouth open and his big sharp teeth and his fangs ready to bite me again. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I just remembered I ain't got a gun.
He scared himself.
Yes, I scared myself.
The bears won't get you.
Yes, they will too, the bears.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Why, if a bear should bite you up, I'll shoot him.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have to do that, you know. If the bear bites me in a couple of hours, he'll die from natural causes, you know.
Well, let's hurry and get packed. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Go over and ask Mr. Fowler if we can borrow a suitcase.
Okay, I'll call him Gene next time, huh?
Well, Junior, hello.
Shut it up. Is you alone, Fatso?
Yes, but I can get help quick. What are you up to?
We're going on a trip with you.
No.
Yes, we're going to see the national park, and I hear that they got mountains up there almost as big as you is. Lardy.
Junior, there's something about you I like.
You mean that I'm not your kid, huh? But... Look, Fatso, my grandma wants to borrow a suitcase, one that's big enough to hold me portable booby traps, you know.
Well, I'll get you one.
You might want to move a mountain or something. This is mighty neighborly of you, you know.
Well, how long are you going to be gone?
Oh, about 3 weeks, I guess.
Oh, 3 weeks?
Yes.
Well, here's the suitcase.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is a big one, you know. You don't know anybody around here would like to pick up a nickel, do you? You carry it for me? You don't have
to. Oh, I'll help you.
All right. Oh, look, here comes Mr. Beaumont.
Well, Junior, how are you?
Yeah, fine.
What have you got the grip for, fella? Going away? Nothing like a vacation does you good. New atmosphere, new people. Where are you going?
Over to get a suitcase to Verna.
Verna?
Yeah, we're going on a trip. We're going through Wyoming, Montana, every place but Utah. I've been there, you see.
And you don't want to go again?
Hmm?
You don't want to go again?
They won't let me in.
But Montana, that's Mother Nature's country.
Yeah, when I get up there, she'll sell the place cheap, believe me. We're going to be gone the whole summer, you know.
Well, I had sort of looked forward to taking you fishing into the ball game. Did you say 3 weeks?
Now stop acting like an old
Don't bitty. You yell at me, blubber boy.
Now, you fellas is too much like gentlemen to be fighting. Now, of course, there's nothing to stop one of you from hiring me to kick the other guy in the chins, you know.
Well, it won't seem the same around here without you, Junior.
Oh, Mr. Beaumont, before I forget and I goes your way, I got something I got to confess to you.
Oh, what is it?
You remember when you were sleeping under the tree and a bird egg rolled out of the nest?
Yeah, and splattered all over me?
Yeah. Well, don't you think that duck egg was a little large for a hummingbird's nest? Yes, I do it, I do it. Well, I sure gonna miss you, Big Feathers, I am.
Well, we're gonna miss you too, yes, exactly.
Will you really?
Yes.
Hey, I got an idea. Now, maybe it will work if you're really gonna miss me. Yes, Mr. Fowler and Harry Beaumont with me too, Mr. Beaumont.
It was nice of you to lend us a suitcase.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, let's not stand here. Let's get packed. Where's the trunk for me stuff?
It's all packed.
Oh, packed?
Yeah.
Well, there's me tricycle, me sandbox, me baseball mittens. Oh, goodness, ain't you going to take nothing from me?
Why don't you stay here with me, Junior? I always wanted a little boy like you.
You must be nuts. Get this man to a hospital quick.
I mean it, Junior.
Why, you old reprobate, the nerve of you trying to move in. You know I've acted as sitter for Junior 5 times.
Yeah, show him your campaign ribbons. Go ahead.
Will you send us a postcard, Junior?
Well, they cost a penny, you know. And so does licorice, you know.
Well, all the windows and doors are locked. Yeah, oh, la, putty, putty, hey, bubbly, bad.
Well, we say goodbye now to you people.
Well, we're sure gonna miss all of you.
Yeah, while I'm gone, you can be busy digging up all them landmines I laid, you know.
Oh, well, I want you both to know what it does one soul good to know that their neighbors miss them.
Now, don't start that stuff. Goodness, don't cry now. Get back to the hubbub stuff again. Hey, we're going to miss you, fellas. We're going to miss you all. Southern, that is. Oh, Mr. Beaumont, be careful when you go in your woodshed.
Why?
I planted a new booby trap in there on top of your hand.
Oh, Junior, you're kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. But just don't stick your hand in any dark corner unless you want to leave it there, you know.
Well, I'll say goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bill, get in, Junior. What's the matter?
Well, I was just thinking about our poor lonely neighbors that don't have the car, you know.
Oh.
And he don't have anybody to visit. We acting like witch bugs we in, you know. We got this big car and all that roof. And we're going to see all these pretty sights and stuff. And they got a table.
Oh, now, no. We have enough room to take them along, if it's all right with you.
Yeah, it's all right. Can I go get him?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, Mr. Beaumont, Mr. Fowler, come on, you can go too. Come on, come on.
Funny, they're all packed.
Yes, and not a coincidence.
This is really very neighborly of you.
Yes, it is.
Very kind.
Well, we're glad to have you. Well, are we all ready?
No, not until these two guys give me 50 cents apiece.
For what?
For acting like I'm going to miss them so we could take them along with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I returned home from the Army, the greatest honor I received was you allowing me to come into your homes each Tuesday night. I hope I haven't said or done anything to offend anyone, and if I have, I really didn't mean to. We're proud, too, that you permitted your children to listen to our show. When we return next fall, with the help of Edna Skelton Brzezegi and her writing staff, Benny Friedman, John Murray, Henry Staff, and Jack Stanley, we'll continue to respect the dignity of your home that you have so graciously welcomed us into by trying our best to write and present clean, wholesome entertainment. Our sponsors, the Brown Williamson Tobacco Company and the Russell Seeds Advertising Agency, offer their thanks for this past season, too. By using our product, you have made it possible for us to be heard over the NBC networks. And be sure and listen next week to An Hour with Romberg. May I thank you again for your kindness and say goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Each Tuesday at this time, you'll enjoy a summer series featuring the music of that famous composer-conductor, Sigmund Romberg. Be sure to listen. Herr Hildegard tomorrow night in the new Penguin Room, and People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them. A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness, deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel, leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh.
Crimp cut for slow, even cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh.
Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard, with men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Gallon is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
Brown and Williamson Tobacco. Bye.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. It's vacation time, so let's go to Hawaii with Red Skelton and his funny characters. Junior, the mean whittle kid, and Clem Cadiddlehopper make an appearance in this show. Enjoy the Raleigh Cigarette Program starring Red Skelton, Trip to Hawaii, first broadcast February 25th, 1947, on NBC.
Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Berna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular young comedian, Red Skelton.
Look, this is not Joan Davis, please. Say, I love that introduction, young comedian. Wheel me closer to the mic, will you? Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Rod?
Oh, fine. Say, Red, what have you been doing this last week?
Nothing, and I've been waiting all week just to tell you. That's a brilliant line to start the show off. I don't know why I let Edna write this stuff. They even fired her on frost warnings.
Oh, you're kidding about doing nothing, because I saw you down the Beachcombers restaurant with a party.
Yo.
Oh, you must have an account there, Red. I noticed when they brought the check, you just signed your name on it.
I didn't sign my name. I took a look at the check and says, which way to the dishes?
Well, what were you celebrating?
Well, it wasn't my party. I was there as Don's guest.
Oh, that must have been fun. Did you have any of his drinks?
Yeah, I had 6 glasses of pasteurized coconut milk. Comes from contented coconuts.
Well, did you ever have...
I'm proud of that.
Did you ever have a zombie?
Yeah, the other night, but it's the last time I go on a blind date.
Oh, no, Red, a zombie's not a girl.
You're telling me. This girl was the croquet champion of Cucamonga.
Say, did you have any of Don's Chinese food?
Yeah, I ate with chopsticks, too.
Well, how was the food?
It was delicious. It smelled good. Next week, I'm going back with a spoon to see how it tastes. No kidding, I ate so much Chinese food, I went home and did my own laundry.
Say, I see where they're talking about giving Hawaii its statehood.
Yeah, they plan to make Hawaii the 49th state, but without a governor. That's the only way they can make the states and the governors even up.
And Thank you all. Thank you all.
I read in the paper they're going to take an island near Honolulu and make it into a paradise for millionaires.
Yeah?
Rich man's heaven, they call it.
Well, I'll go to Catalina myself. The poor man's purgatory.
Well, wouldn't you like to...
Word, isn't it?
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to be a millionaire, Red?
Yeah, if I had enough money to afford it.
You know, Hawaii's a beautiful place. You can pick pineapples right by the road.
Yeah, you know, my uncle used to manage a pineapple plant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he did something wrong and they canned him. Know about Hawaii, huh?
Well, I know they have a firecracker tree, and when the blossoms open, they explode.
Really?
Yeah.
No wonder so many of the boys came back from the islands married.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, can you imagine some nice moonlight night, you know, you go out with your tree, a girl, and you sit under a tree. And finally she says, Papa thinks we'd make a nice married couple, see? Mm-hmm. And just then the tree starts to blossom. It's way to the wedding!
Now you'll pay attention. We'll scare
you. Hey, tell us more about Hawaii, Rod.
Well, when it rains, you know, the people take tea leaves and slide down the mud banks like we do when it snows.
Really? That'd be wonderful. Have a Hawaiian walk up and say, pardon me, do you take cream and sugar with your belly whopping? Silly to me.
Anita Ellis, the Mercury recording star, sings The Moon of Mauna Kea.
Thriller gave him a talking to, I guess.
So chapter one, flying down to Hawaii.
Attention, please. Hawaiian clipper loading on gate 5.
Well, that's me, dear.
Now, you play with me as soon as you arrive at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
I'm awfully sorry. I can't take you in the queue.
Well, I understand, dear. You need the rest away from us.
Yes, I've got to get where it's peaceful and quiet.
Step aside, folks. We in a hurry. We in a hurry.
Now, what? Give that a few minutes.
You know, I've never been on an airplane before. This should be quite an experience.
For the pilot, I mean. I do hope that little loudmouth isn't on this clipper.
Hey, Grandma, why are we going away, huh?
Because your grandfather and I both need a vacation.
Huh?
But we can't take one at the same time.
Oh.
So I'm going to Hawaii with you.
Oh, Gramp's getting his vacation first, huh?
Hawaiian clipper loading gate 5.
That's our plane, Junior.
Yes. Now, wait. I want to check my pockets to see if I forgot anything. You see, my crowbar, my slingshot, my atomic junior set, my uranium brass knuckles, my blowgun for 22 millimeter feed, and me loaded bandage. Yep, I got everything.
Oh, gracious. I wonder how long it would take. Oh, I should have taken the mats and line. Oh.
Don't get upset, dear. He's just a child.
That is not a child. That's a hot foot with legs. Well, goodbye, my dear. Goodbye.
Hey, boy, ain't this a nice airplane, Grandma?
Huh? Oh, will you stop packing it and come on? The plane is ready and the passengers are all in and fastening their seats.
Oh, I almost feel sorry for them. There's no way they can get away from me.
Here are your seats, madam.
Thank you, thank you. Hey, is you a wax?
No, I'm the stewardess. Oh. And I'm going to take care of you because I like nice little boys.
Yeah, I was right. He's a wax. Hey, I like this idea.
Now, fasten your seatbelt and here's some chewing gum for your ears.
Oh, come now. That's a little messy, isn't it? Is it real chewing gum?
Yes, regular gum.
Oh, you mean the kind you chew just for chewing?
Yes.
There's a lot of nice flavor to it?
Yes.
I'd rather have some bubble gum.
That's enough, Junior.
Oh, boy, please take enough. Please take enough.
Jack, can you see
it? Oh, yes, by all means.
Hey, look out the window,
Daniel. No, no, just sit still.
Oh, he's going up. He's going up. Up, up, up. Oh, he's banking to the right now. Now he's banking to the left. He's in trouble.
No!
Report it. Stand by for a right lander.
Hold on to me, Junior.
Your number has been called.
Well, just the pilots. We happen to be alone at the time.
Please calm yourself.
Where are the parachutes?
Yeah, the parachutes.
Please, you're disturbing the other passengers.
You ain't heard nothing. Wait till this thing takes off.
Yes. Take off. Aren't we in the air? Yes. No, they're just warming up the motors.
Yes. I got a feeling you're going to warm up my motor next.
Yes. Why do you do things like that?
Stewardess, get my coat. I'm getting off.
Yes. Now the plane has left the ground.
You don't like me, does you, Sporty?
Well, yes, certainly. Yes, I like all children.
Answer me question.
Stop annoying that nice man.
Oh, I should have stayed at home.
Oh, don't worry, sir. I'll do my best to keep the child from disturbing you.
Thank you, stewardess.
Mm-hmm. And if there's an inquiry, I'll gladly testify that he wasn't pushed off the plane. That he got.
Need a vacation, don't you, boy? Hey, how are you going to keep me quiet, lady?
I don't know. Huh? How would you like to get up in the cockpit with the pilot and see what makes the plane fly?
Me? Up there?
Yes.
You realize what you said?
Exactly.
Boy, you're a natural born sport, ain't you? Well, let's take a chance, are you,
now, Junior, remember, don't touch anything.
Trusting old soul, lady.
You wouldn't do anything wrong. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah, well, I wish you could convince me of that, you know. Yeah, I said you're hurrying.
Oh, Captain Todd, look what we have aboard.
Well, howdy, fella.
Hey, yo.
Where'd you get the red hair?
The birthday party.
What are you going to Hawaii for? Ride the surfboard?
No, I'm
going
to see my uncle. He's a cowboy. He's got the biggest ranch down in Hawaii.
Oh, do they have cattle ranches in Hawaii?
Good.
We're the largest in the world.
Yeah.
This kid is smart.
Yeah, kid's smart.
You know where the luau is?
Luau, yeah. You mean where they bury a big pig and they put him full of hot rocks and they cover him over with tea leaves and bananas and yams?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but I know where the barbecue is.
You like planes?
Yeah, I don't know much about them. What's that wheel the pilot is holding there?
Well, the controls. Do you want to fly the plane?
Oh, no, 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 no! No suggestions, Sam.
Oh, it's all right. I have the automatic pilot on.
Yeah, but not on me. You just explain how it works, don't you?
Well, if I pull it this way, it goes up.
Yes, sir. Oh, you can feel it.
If I pull it this way, it goes down.
What happened if you push it this way? How about that? We backed him sideways.
I'll take him back to his family.
Yeah, oh boy, that was something. Hey, look at all the passengers doing fancy tricks. Hey, mister, teach me to stand on my head like that.
Oh, yes. Are you all right?
Yes.
Now, what did he say, Apostle?
Madam, in Honolulu, at what hotel do you stay?
Why, at the Royal Hawaii.
Good. Then I will stay at the Moana.
Oh, boy, what a star puss he is, huh? He could curdle milk at 20 paces this time. Hey, why don't you want to stay where we did?
I will not. I came to Hawaii to get away from children. I can't stand their asking questions and noisy games.
Well, shut my mouth and call me Nora Plymouth. I must say that you have let old age get a hold of you, and he has choked your very life out of you. If you can't stand answering questions for a widow kid, then you're not very concerned about the future, you know. And if you don't like to hear the noise, well, you just forgot how to play, you know. And people who forget how to play have grown too old. And Grandma played with me, and look how young she is. She don't look a day over 45, and that old kid remembers when the Big Dipper was a widow drinking cup. You hit me and I will tell.
You tell what?
I will tell everybody you should be a hula dancer.
Why? I was no such thing.
Oh, no. Hey, Queenie, there's a crowd gathering.
They'll mow me a skirt. Skirt, come on.
You know, I've been thinking the boy is right about keeping young.
I was saying he is.
Yes, as soon as we land, I think I'll send for my wife and children.
Well, be sure and make a reservation because there's going to be a big convention in Hawaii.
What convention?
The governors of Georgia.
I will never forget Hawaii.
Boy, it's sure is cold up here. No wonder Admiral Beard Burt went to the South Coast. The cold, even my earmuffs got goose pimples. Boy, I'm used to that kind of weather, though. I was born in Florida. Boy, listen to that wind blow outside, boy. When the wind blows like that in this town, the boys stand on the corner and the girls wear slacks. Well, howdy doody, Sarah Doo.
Hey, come in out of the pool.
No wonder. Why don't you light the pool?
Well, I've been trying to, but that darn metal won't catch fire. Hey, what are you doing out on a day like this, Sarah Doo?
Went over to my sister's. She's got a new baby.
A new one? Well, they have got 12 already. Well, they want with another one. Seems kind of silly to go out and get a new one when there's so many other things they need worse. Why didn't they get a used one?
Sam, you're illiterate.
Well, thank you. You'll have to explain what it means. I'm ignorant, you know. Well, you smell good today. You got some of that perfume on I gave you?
Nope, I took it off. Oh, I see you got a letter today.
No, that thing's been here for a year. I can't even find out who it's for or what it's from.
Read it.
give me the letter. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
The letter is from Dr. Durant, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Really? Well, really, really. He was my old company doctor in the Army.
Oh, yeah, a tree ship or anything?
Yep, he cured me of a bad case of gold bricking.
Enjoy your army life?
Yes, sir. Everything except what happened between Reveille and Taft. Yes, sir. I did enjoy my trip to Hawaii,
well,
though.
Tell me about your trip. Oh, was your soup ship a big one?
No, nope, the seagulls kept picking it up and throwing it back. But my first trip to the island was with Captain James Cook.
Oh, now, wait a minute. He discovered the island in 1778.
Yes?
Now, don't lie. Just tell me the truth.
Oh, I'll tell you the truth. I've been lying about my age. Yes, sir, anyhow, the last time we went over, we left the port of embarkation and got aboard ship. It was really a trip. The buddies really brought us close together, you know.
Yeah, well.
I've already read it for you, never mind. You're as bad as Alan and that Saghorn fella. You just don't get nothing, do you? There's nothing like a shipload of 25,000 soldiers to bring you close together, you know. Yes, sir, two meals a day, turn the water on for an hour, KT all the way over. Yes, sir, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. But I wish I had.
Did you get seasick, Clem?
Only on the boat. The land didn't bother me a bit. I'd like to tell you about it. The third day we were out, boy, was it hot. I think the trade winds were having a fire sale.
Howdy, soldier.
Well, howdy doody. Howdy doody.
You ever a game of cards, poker, blackjack, or dice? I've got a roulette wheel in my barracks bag if you're interested.
No thanks, Lieutenant. My mother told me never to gamble. See, that's right after she lost.
How'd she lose? How did she lose?
I was born.
How long have you been a private?
Well, ever since they switched me over from the canine corps. But I hope to be a colonel someday.
Why?
I'm crazy about jewelry.
I've
been catching it, huh?
What are all these soldiers looking at all day long?
Oh, I don't know. They just stand here and look over the rail.
Nothing out there but water.
Yep.
Nothing out there but water, but they still keep looking.
Yep.
Have you ever seen so much water before?
No. That ain't nothing. You're just looking at the top of it.
When you get to Hawaii, I suppose you're going to try and meet some hula hula girls.
Now, what would I want to meet any of them hula hula girls for? No prompting. I'll figure out an answer.
Have you been seasick yet?
No, I'm still waiting in line. I've got to get my sergeant's permission first.
You ain't been seasick?
Nope.
You mean you always look like that?
Well, now, I don't look so bad. It's these bags under my eyes.
Where'd you get them?
Down at the USO. Fred Allen turned them in.
Well, where did you eat that chow? That'll make you sick.
No, no, I don't think so. I made up my mind I won't get seasick.
Hey. Feel that?
Feel what?
That steady roll of the ship. To and fro. Forward and aft. Do you feel it?
Well, I kind of feel it now, yeah. I wish you hadn't called my attention to it, though.
Oh, that won't bother you. Just forget about it.
Sure, sure. I think it's getting rougher, though, you know. I'll be glad when this mess is over, you know.
Oh, don't let it get you. Don't let it get you. Think of something else.
Yeah.
Think of your home. Think of your girl.
Yeah, think of my girl. Yeah, I feel sicker. Hey, let's sit down against the deck here, huh? I don't feel too good, you know.
Snap out of it. Only 10 more days of this, then land.
Who cares? Who cares?
Wipe that perspiration off your head.
Huh?
Wipe the perspiration off your head.
Which one? Which one? Boy, I never been so sick in all my life.
I thought you could take it.
Hmm?
I thought you could take it.
I can take it, but they ain't giving it to me yet. If they could just pull into somewhere for a few minutes.
Where could they pull into out here?
They could pull in if they wanted to. What's that over there?
That's the horizon.
The horizon?
Yeah.
Well, pull for that. It's better than nothing. Oh, my goodness.
You better go to sick bay.
Not me. Last time I reported on sick call, they sounded taps and then tried to dump me overboard. I'll take a deep breath and...
How do you feel now?
I feel like my folks are going to be $10,000 richer. You know? Yes, sir, that was...
Oh, no, Clem, yep. What happened?
Well, I got so sick that I finally jumped overboard. And as I was going down to the water, I see a shark standing there waiting for me.
Good heavens, what did you do?
What could I do? I wrote my congressman and asked him to repeal the law of gravity. And suddenly I remembered from the little pamphlet that they gave us that the sharks were supposed to be cowards. So I start splashing around and that proves it.
That the shark was a coward?
No, that I was. He was closer and closer, kept swimming to me, see? And just as they pull me into the lifeboat, he bit off three of my toes.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Well, I'll just take off my shoe and prove it. There you are. Yeah.
Oh, but you got five toes on that foot.
I know. But I did have eight.
Same time, Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Vernon Felton, G.G. Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Night.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.